Komoia Watamanui France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. Kingitanga spokespeople used today's welcome for political parties at Ratana to give a message to Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. Kingitanga Chief of Staff Gita Simmons told the Prime Minister his government needed to respect the ability of Māori to deliver positive outcomes for both tangata whenua and tauiwi. He said kotahitanga can be achieved, but only when the treaty partners work in good faith. Komatua Rahui Papa said there were countless examples of mana motuhake benefiting both tangata whenua and tauiwi, particularly in times of crisis. Whether it's a pandemic or floods or earthquakes, Māori open their hearts and their marae to everyone. Also, a senior member of the National Party's Māori arm is rejecting ACT leader David Seymour's demands that New Zealanders are all one people and need to be treated the same. New Zealand Māori Tourism Chair Dale Stevens stood for Christchurch Central in October's election and was ranked 29 on the party list. He says all sectors and demographics in Aotearoa have different needs at different times. A smart economy would target the right support in the right areas.
When we talk about providing funding opportunities for Māori, the rules and regulations by which that takes place often don't fit with Māori post-settlement entities. So we need to understand, if we're going to be able to provide capital investment to Māori businesses, are we providing it in a manner that is able to be used by Māori? The answer at the moment is possibly not, and so we need to change those settings to bring Māori more on board and help them to survive and thrive using kaupapa Māori, not just conforming to what everybody else does.
Dale Stevens. And former Green Party co-leader Metiria Ture says Māori are showing up cracks in the coalition government's waka. National and New Zealand First are spelling out the limits of their support for ACT's Treaty Principles Bill in the wake of the leak of a draft Justice Ministry briefing paper setting out some of the likely consequences of the bill, which National has agreed to support to the select committee stage. Ms Ture says the increased number of Māori in senior public service roles, the economic power of iwi organisations and the strong Māori Party presence in parliamentary show Māori can still have influence in government.
There are people in the ministry itself who do not agree with this approach and who feel so compelled by the injustice of it that they are prepared to risk their jobs. I mean, these people are whistleblowers. But also just the extent to which this government, or particularly the Prime Minister, doesn't have control over the ministers and particularly over his coalition partners.
Metiria Ture says Māori have survived many governments which have tried to do things that are bad for Māori, and they will survive this one. And that's your Wātea English News.